KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky and 11 degrees above zero. Looking forward to be mostly sunny here in Atlantic today with a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Mills County said yesterday a man wanted in Nebraska was arrested at noon on Monday. 23-year-old Justin Lee Chamley of Omaha was taken into custody at the Mills County Sheriff's Office for being a fugitive from justice. Chamley was being held without bond at the jail in Glenwood. The warrant stems from his arrest on a charge of receiving stolen items with a value of more than $1,500. Chamley was arrested in mid-September of last year in connection with the break-ins of numerous vehicles in La Vista, Nebraska, and the theft of items from those vehicles, as well as attempted burglaries of sheds and or garages in the La Vista area. Mills County Sheriff's Office said also that 36-year-old Amy Kathleen Reeves of Malvern was arrested last Friday on a charge of failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Her bond was set at $100. That same day, 21-year-old Charles Lucas Wendt of Pacific Junction was arrested for violating the terms of his probation. Wendt was being held at the Mills County Jail on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon Sluter. Kinsey has had a great program on new planter sales, and we've been moving a good number of them. In the meantime, we've traded for a great selection of used Kinsey planters. Not only do we have 24 rows, 16 rows, but just recently we've traded for a number of nice 3,600, 12 rows, most all of them with interplant. We've got some that are bulk fill, some of them just 1 year old. We've got a few of them a couple years old. There's been a lot of demand on the 12 rows, and so they've been moving out. So if you're thinking about a good used one, give us a holler. If you're thinking about precision farming, the electric shutoffs on the Kinsey planters, we've got a number of programs available for those. We've got excellent guys, Chad, Adam, and Ryan, do a super job, plus some additional guys available to help you. So give us a holler. We can kind of set the planter up any way that you'd prefer. Interest rates are about as low right now as they could be, so we can fix you up with a real good rate on any new or used Kinsey planter. Give us a call, Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
A Pennsylvania man was arrested Friday afternoon on drug charges in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff Jeff Danker said Deputy Brian Miller, who has a history of nabbing drug traffickers, made his latest bust at around 1 p.m. Friday.
Deputy Miller was Interstate 80, about the 5-mile marker, and stopped an eastbound Nissan Altima for excessive speed. After he got him stopped, talked to the individual, and just from what the individual told him and the way he reacted, had a concern that he might be trafficking in drugs. And he requested a search of the vehicle, and the individual denied the search, so he used his canine to do a free air sniff around the vehicle.
His canine partner, Francisco, alerted to the presence of illegal narcotics in the car, which provided the deputy with probable cause to conduct a search. And while searching the vehicle, Miller recovered 61 pounds of marijuana and 2 pounds of hashish. Danker said that 25-year-old Joshua Ampulsk of Wynwood, Pennsylvania, was taken into custody on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, prohibited acts, distribution of illegal substances, and a drug tax stamp violation. He posted a $5,000 bond that same day and was released from custody. A Central Iowa man is facing charges in Nebraska after he was pulled over twice in just 2 weeks and found to be in possession of several pounds of marijuana on both occasions. Deb Collins, public information coordinator for the Nebraska State Patrol, says 33-year-old Kevin D. Jones of Windsor Heights was booked into the Seward County Jail this past Sunday. A trooper stopped Jones's Jeep for following too close on Interstate 80.
At that time, when he contacted the driver, the trooper smelled an odor of marijuana, and a probable cause search led to the seizure of 28.7 pounds of marijuana and some hashish.
Jones was jailed on a charge of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. The run-in with the law enforcement followed another incident on December 31st, when Jones was pulled over on I-80 near Kearney, Nebraska.
During that stop, he was stopped for speeding. He gave the trooper consent to search, and the vehicle he was driving then contained 35 pounds of marijuana.
Jones spent New Year's Eve in the Buffalo County, Nebraska Detention Center. Collins said the troopers were a bit surprised to run into Jones again this past weekend.
You wouldn't think that someone who had just been lodged into jail for this type of charge would turn around and attempt to do it again, but it appears he may have.
In other news, the Atlantic Municipal Utilities, or AMU, Board of Trustees Monday named Steve Chupkes as the next general manager of the local utility. The action took place during the board's regular meeting. Chupkes' appointment becomes effective with the retirement of current general manager Alan Bonderman on March the 31st of this year. Chupkes, a graduate of the University of Northern Iowa and a certified public accountant, has worked some 8 years for two different private accounting firms, and he joined AMU in April of 1993 as comptroller. His responsibilities over the past 18 years at the utility include oversight of all financial operations, including billing, collections, and accounting, as well as customer service functions. As the chief financial officer for the organization, Chupkes has worked closely with the previous two general managers. He's also acted as the secretary for the Board of Trustees and has a good working relationship with the board. The Atlantic City Council this evening will hold a public hearing on the proposed 2012-2013 capital improvements projects. The hearing will take place during the council's regular meeting, which begins at 5:30. Following the hearing, the council is expected to act on a motion to authorize the advertising of bids for those projects. In other business, the Atlantic City Council tonight will hold the first reading of an amendment to the city's traffic control ordinance, which calls for the adding of a stop sign on Pine Ridge Road at 22nd Street. They'll also consider a resolution granting approval of an application by John and Rita Welch for an industrial property tax exemption on a new 9,000-square-foot building located at 800 Park Drive, and hear a report from Councilman Sean Schaus with regard to discussion about a proposed tax increment financing or TIF policy. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Lon Sluter. Kinsey has had a great program on new planter sales, and we've been moving a good number of them. In the meantime, we've traded for a great selection of used Kinsey planters. Not only do we have 24 rows, 16 rows, but just recently we've traded for a number of nice 3,600, 12 rows, most all of them with interplant. We've got some that are bulk fill, some of them just 1 year old. We've got a few of them a couple years old. There's been a lot of demand on the 12 rows, and so they've been moving out. So if you're thinking about a good used one, give us a holler. If you're thinking about precision farming, the electric shutoffs on the Kinsey planters, we've got a number of programs available for those. We've got excellent guys, Chad, Adam, and Ryan, do a super job, plus some additional guys available to help you. So give us a holler. We can kind of set the planter up any way that you'd prefer. Interest rates are about as low right now as they could be, so we can fix you up with a real good rate on any new or used Kinsey planter. Give us a call, Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, 89-year-old Bud Schultz of Greenfield died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Bud Schultz will be this morning at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Margaret Mary Kilpatrick, age 96 of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Kilpatrick will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with the Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Audrey Andreessen, age 85 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Audrey Andreessen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Frances May Hansen, age 94 of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Frances Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Clyde David McMullen, age 90 of Stewart, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Clyde McMullen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.